to the people that without Krishna consciousness you are trying to become happy by material adjustment, this will never be successful. So, what is their answer?
They might point out how successful they've been in the past. They might point out how successful they've been in the past.
What success?
Now we have these big, beautiful houses. It's too hot, we air condition.
You will be kicked out of the house. You will not be allowed to stay here. What is this success? You will be kicked out. What is your success? You have constructed a very nice house, very good. All credit to you. But I shall kick you out. What you will do? Where is your success? It is a waste of time. That is sent man's intelligence. I am going to be kicked out. Why shall I spoil my energy in this? This is intelligence. But they have no intelligence anymore.
But that's just a fatalistic attitude.
Actually, why fatalistic?
We should just
it is
enjoy
practical.
Now.
You want to leave, you want to enjoy this nice house, but you are not allowed. Why don't you talk practically? That is your foolishness. You will not be allowed, that's a fact. But still you are spoiling an energy. That is foolishness.
Well, it's not exactly spoiling, we're really enjoying.
What enjoying?
When it's too hot, we can make it cooler. When it's too cool, we can make it hotter.
But at the same time, you want to leave and enjoy. That is not allowed. Everyone wants to leave and enjoy. Otherwise, why, when there is attack outside, why do you fight? The tendency is that I shall live comfortably. Why this white Europeans have made so arrangement? So they may not be kicked out by the Africans. That is the tendency. Therefore, they are making secure Africans far away so that they may not come. You want to leave securely, but that is not there. You may make political arrangement very secure, but what is nature's arrangement? You'll be kicked out at any moment. There is no certainty. There is no guarantee even that you will be allowed to live for so many years, at any moment.
But if we're always thinking of death, how can we enjoy life now?
But death is here. If you are not thinking, then you are a rascal. That is the point. Death is sure. And if you are not thinking, then you are a rascal. That is the proof. Suppose I am sitting here, we are walking here, and some danger is coming. It will immediately kill. So, shall I remain here very peacefully? First of all, make insurance, just like they make insurance, that no death will come. Your scientific advancement, your so many advancements, make it sure that you will not die. You will live here comfortably, forever. Then you make your house nice, decorative. Where is that arrangement?
But if death is sure in any case, if death is sure in any case for the thinking man or for the non-thinking man, then why think about it?
No, the thinking man, for them there is no death. There is Krishna. That is the difference between thinking man and non-thinking man. We are preparing for where there is jagatyana nivartante tadhama paramam. That is intelligence. Now, suppose here is open field. We are walking very nicely, and the downtown congested city, that is not very nice. So at least, if I don't spoil my energy to make the place uncomfortable, if I save my energy and chant Hare Krishna in this open field, that is intelligence, or that is intelligence? Which is intelligence? We are also going to die, that's all right. But we are going to die like intelligent person, not like cats and dogs. That is the difference.
The argument is, though, that everyone has to work because they have to feed themselves and
yes,
they have to...
Yes, we are working. We are not sitting idle. Now, for our food, if we just get some food by plowing some land, for the animal, cows, and for me, and the cow is giving me milk, the trees are giving me fruit, why shall I work so hard? The business of dogs and hogs, who and whole day and night simply working for getting food and sense gratification, that is not civilization. Live peacefully, get your nice food, and save time to advance in spiritual life. This is civilization. And simply for little comfort for a few years, I have wasted my time. So many humbug comforts. Actually, there is another. What is this comfort? This skyscraper building. I say it is a mechanical prison.
Matchbox also.
Matchbox.
You said last night that without electricity it would be hell.
It is hell. And we are creating this hell.
I don't know, I'm enjoying.
You are a rascal. That is the proof, you are a rascal.
We need defense, so we have to work hard to keep defense, economy. The common man has to contribute to the state to keep its defense.
Defense?
That yes, today, means, unless there's a very complex society.
Otherwise you'll be exploited.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's a very complex
arrangement
for
weapons.
Therefore
we say change the society. Society means you and me. If we agree that this kind of civilization is wrong, then... Society, what does it mean? They have made the United Nations. What is that? For this purpose. That why we are fighting unnecessarily. So make their settlement. How to live? What is the standard of civilization? What is the aim of life? What they are doing in the United Nations? For the last 30 years? What they have done? Simply fighting. The same, cats and dogs. What is the value?
Whenever there's some war, they send some observers.
That is cats and watchdog, that's all. Watchdog. That's all.
Srila Prabhupada. The 1975 Peace, a Nobel Peace Award was awarded to a leading scientist who helped the nuclear weapon, who created the H-bomb. Just recently it was awarded to him.
Peace Prize?
Yes. Nobel Peace Prize in Russia, Oslo. Hopefully.
Prabhupada, you're giving the real peace formula.
Yeah.
Unless they stop their sinful life, they have to suffer.
I'm not giving, Krishna is giving. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokumayasaram sridam sarvabhuta. Formula, if you want to make peaceful the dog society, is it possible?
No.
Similarly, they're keeping men as dogs and they want peace. How it is possible? They are educating general mass of people like cats and dogs and they want peace. How it is possible? Make them, first of all, sober men. Then there is question of peace. God consciousness, there is no question of peace. If we know that the Supreme Lord, God, is our Father, and He has, everything belongs to Him, His property. Therefore, instead of fighting, let us enjoy Father's property peacefully. Then there will be peace. We are peacefully walking in this park because we know that it is commonwealth. It is government's property. I can walk and the dog can also walk. Then there will be peace. And if I think, no, it is my property, and you think your property, then there will fight between you and me. So, where is peace? Why you claim South African as your property, you are foreigner. You want peace. You are expert in keeping them subdued, the Africans. Otherwise, lawfully it is African property. Why you are taking? Either you make it God's property, otherwise make it African property. You have no right to come here. If you say God's property, then everyone has got equal right. So they do not know what is the meaning of peace.
If nothing is our property, in fact everything is Krishna's property, why is there this desire to possess so many things?
Possess, you can possess. Tena tak tena vandita. The real proposal is that everything belongs to God. Then God's representative, king, he gives you land that you require for 10 men's food stock. To calculate the 10 men's food stock for producing, you require so much land. The king gives you land. You work and grow your food. And because it is God's property, you give some tax. Whatever you produce, 25% give to God. Or king, and balance you enjoy. If there is no production, no tax, this is peaceful. You work, you take land, God's land. You cannot, why you have occupied so much land? While others, they are not allowed to enter, where there is overpopulation. How you can expect peace? Just like in China and India and other places, they're overpopulation. Why don't you allow them? In Africa, there is no sufficient population. Please come and toil and grow your food and live peacefully. Where is that formula? Rascals, they're wanting peace. All rascal rogues. And why they have become rascal rogues for want of God consciousness? They do not know that is God's property. Falsely thinking my property. And today I am thinking I am my property and next day I become a dog in the same property. This dog loitering,
yes.
Who can say he was not formerly Mr. Smart? Who can say? Maybe you are smart, now he's dog. How can you check it? This nature's process. Tata dehantara prapti, after death you have to accept another body. Now who can guarantee that General Smart did not accept a dog's body? Who can guarantee? Where is the science? You think that he's dead and gone. But Krishna does not say like that. Tata dehantara prapti. Now what kind of body he has got? What is the scientist to ascertain that Mr. General Smart has got now this body, he's living here? Where is the science? You simply see like a fool and rascal, my father is gone. Yeah, where is your father gone? Why did he live so long? Why did you not see him? Where is the science? He's simply crying like a child. My father is gone. Where he has gone? Find him out. And what he was, why did you not see so long? This is their knowledge.
It seems unless there's some monarch who's ruling over the whole world, one personality?
No, not, yes, whole world. He must be Rajarshi, just like Maharaj Yudhishthir, representative of Krishna. He can divide to small kings, that you look after such tract of land, and he divides in this way. There will be peace. No tax. If you are unable to produce anything, then no tax. Why should you levy tax from the poor man?
What about those people who don't want to work? They're lazy. What about lazy people?
Let them become Shudra. Let them become servant. After all, unless he works, he cannot get his food. You let him become servant. He has to work to get food. No property. He should not be given any property. If you work, you can get food. It's like animals.
How in the beginning is it decided if somebody is working and he should be given or not given? How in the beginning, let's say you have a king.
Beginning, Krishna?
No, let's say you have a king and he's deciding this person is worthy of...
Beginning, Krishna. Why don't you read the Bhagavad Gita? You do not know?
No.
What is the social arrangement? What is that?
That Krishna created the four orders.
Yes. You make the four orders and then society will be in order. But you are not taking Krishna's advice. You are manufacturing your hellish ideas.
No, I was just wondering how one would be able to see who was acting in a certain way unless they were first engaged in something. They have to be doing some activities
so you
can see what kind of quality they have.
Take everything. Everyone is rascal. Then train them. That is all. Take everyone as a rascal. There is no question that here is intelligent man, here is rascal, here is them. No. First of all, take them all rascals and then train them. That is wanted. That is wanted now. At the present moment, the whole world is full of rascals. Now, if they take to Krishna consciousness, they select among them. Just like we, I am training, you are Brahmin, a training. So, one who is prepared to be trained as Brahmin, classify him in the Brahmin. One is trained up as Kshatriya, classify him. In this way, Chathan Bannam Maya.
And that Kshatriya would engage everyone, basically a Sudra, and then pick from them. He would initially...
No. You pick up, you take the whole mass of people, a Shudra.
Yeah.
Then...
Pick out.
And rest, who is neither Brahman, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, then he is Shudra.
Yeah.
That's all. Very easy thing. If you cannot be trained up as engineer, then you remain as common man. There is no force. This is the way of organizing society. There's no force. Shudra is also required.
Now the incentive in modern society to become educated or to become engineer is money. What is the incentive in a Vedic culture that one
should
work?
No need of money. The Brahmana teaches everything free of charge. There's no question of money. Anyone can take education as a Brahmin, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. There is no... Vaishya doesn't require an education. Kshatriyas require little. Brahman require. Well, that is free. Just find out a Brahman guru and he'll give you free education. That's all. This is society.
So the incentive...
Now, at the present moment, as soon as one wants to be educated, he requires money. But in the Vedic society, there is no question of money. Education free.
So the incentive is the happiness in society?
Yes. That is, everyone is hankering after. Where is happiness? This will be the happiness. When people will be peaceful, happy in their living condition, that will bring happiness. Not by imagining that if I have got a skyscraper building, I will be happy and then jump over and commit suicide. That is going on. He is thinking that if I have a skyscraper building, I will be happy. And when he's frustrated, he jumps. What is going on? This is happening. That means all rascals, they do not know what is happening. Therefore, everyone requires guidance from Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Now, you are saying that there is high rate of suicide here.
Yes.
Why? This is a country possessing gold mine, and why therefore? And you said that it is difficult to become poor here.
Yes. You have to try hard to become poor man here.
Yes. And still there is suicide. Why? Every man is rich man, and why he is committing suicide? Can you reply?
They lack, they lack central happiness.
Yes, there is no happiness. Nobody can remain lazy. Because he'll be hungry. So I will remain lazy.
Still.
He'll have to go somewhere begging food. And he'll say, first of all, work, then get your food. He'll work. But there is no question of remaining lazy. Just like the hippies, they do not work. But when they do not get food from anywhere, they go and work. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
So, really obliged to work.
That is the incentive then?
Yeah.
Some of them steal. Mm-hmm. Instead of working, they steal their food.
Yeah, steal when he's arrested, then he has to work in the prison.
Chopping rocks.
Yeah. Otherwise, whipping. Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that instead of keeping yourself lazy without working, better to steal.
Hmm.
Better to steal.
How is that?
That is there. Stealing is bad work. Bad work. It is also working, but bad work.
Hmm.
So Krishna recommends that instead of keeping yourself lazy, better do bad work.
Like action is better than inaction.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep his own body in shape.
So stealing is still better than keeping oneself lazy.
Hmm. It's better to perform one's duty, even though it may be imperfect, than to perform another's duty?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, the food will be taken care of, that the food will be taken care of, and the government, in a perfect Varnashram society, government is taken care of.
Government means you, like rascal fools like you.
No, I mean...
So I will take care.
When it's properly set up.
See the government, what is government? Government means a pack of rascals and fools. That's all. This is modern government. All these thieves and rogues are voted to be government men. So how do you expect good government? It's not possible. People's government. All peoples are rascals. So that means government rascal. People's government.
How would the other necessities of life be taken care of, like medical things? If actually, they have no knowledge, and they have to require to build these gigantic
hospitals. The Brahmins will give you medical help. I'd bathe.
Huh.
They'll give help.
So the Ayurveda possibly can work nowadays?
Why not?
Some people were telling me that the herbs had lost all their effectiveness in the Kali Yuga.
Then die? Do you mean to say this modern medical treatment is guarantee for your living?
No.
Then? That is also not guarantee. If you say, see the herbs and plants are no more effective, then if there is no guarantee in your modern medical, there is no guarantee. Mm. So why should you spend so much money? As soon as I go to a doctor, immediately $20. Mm. As soon as I go to purchase some drug, immediately $20. If I have no money, and still that is not guarantee. So why shall I spend so much money?
Actually, this money doesn't even exist in Vedic society.
Hmm?
Money.
Money is not required. It requires things. Just like instead of money, you are getting papers. Money means gold. Where is gold? You are cheated. Money means gold. So instead of possessing gold, you are possessing some paper written there, $100. And you are such a fool, you are satisfied. You are being cheated. Banks check and currency notes. You keep it in your heart. Oh, here is my money. Is that money? Let's see.
They only do that to make it easier for them because they've got so much money that they can't carry.
That's all lie, but actually it is not money. You are befooled. You are such a fool that you are accepting a piece of paper as money. Therefore I say you are a rascal. That is my business. If I say government, give me gold. And government has passed law. No, you cannot possess gold. That means cheating. How I shall keep gold? That is my business. First of all, you give me gold. It is due to me. But you are giving me paper. That means cheating is begun from you.
How will the government decide how what my gold is and what his gold is? How does the gold get distributed?
Gold coins? Formerly there was gold coins.
But we have
seen in our childhood gold coins. Silver coins, there is no paper.
But you have to do something to get it.
Yes. I will have to do something, that is another thing. But why you are cheating me? Instead of gold, you are giving me paper. Formerly, you have seen in Krishna book that one fruit man came and Krishna was taking some grain, it was falling down. So that was a fruit man comes and you give him a packet of grain, then whatever exchange is possible, the fruit man gives you food. That's all.
And it's called bartering.
Bartering. There is no need of money. Similarly, you go to another shop, you get. So you produce your food, and in exchange, in barter, you get all things, other things. Somebody is producing something, somebody is producing something, but it can be done. Suppose I am a blacksmith, he wants a work from me. So he said that I make this instrument for me. So I say, give me 1 kg paddy. So you give me 1 kg, I prepare you, so your necessity is fulfilled. Now I've got so much paddy, now I may go to purchase something else, because I'm blacksmith. So grains will be used for my eating and for, say, for ghee. I take the same grain somewhere. So where is the money needed?
It's very difficult to cheat in that system.
Huh?
It's very difficult to cheat.
Cheat?
In a system of bartering.
Yeah.
It's very hard to cheat.
Yeah, there is no cheating. Everyone is simply, honest. And here the government begins cheating. He's engaging you to hard work day and night and paying you a piece of paper where it is written $100. This is your society. Cheating and cheater, that's all.
People have a hard time understanding that point because with the $100 note, you can buy
things.
That's
why I say you are all rascals. You do not know. If I say, the government may arrest me. That I am infusing people in a different way. But that is the fact.
So a government's duty would be to abolish this false standard of money?
Yes.
And then automatically...
Government's only duty is that government gives me land and I pay tax. Whatever I produce, take one for. Finish all taxes. If I don't produce, there is no tax. That's all. That is the business between the government and the public. That's all.
If the public are giving like 1/4 of a perishable item, what does the government do with that? Let's say they're growing some vegetables. So they give 1/4 of that to the government. What would the government do with that? They've got so many tons of vegetables,
And
everybody is taken care of because they're growing it.
Now, after all, vegetable will be eaten by somebody. So let government distribute there. Vegetable, grains, fruits, milk, ghee, sugar, natural product, they will be used by somebody. The government may store and distribute those who are in need. That's all.
Maybe somebody is only producing gold or gold plates, or somebody is producing something that isn't food, so he would give that to the government.
Well,
the government.
Gold plates, that is not a necessary thing. He can eat on plantain leaf, natural production. That is luxury. So when people live simple life, the luxuries will no longer require.
Let's say the government is building some wells or some roads. They could be the people who are doing that.
Yes.
Sudras who are doing that.
Sudras, that you dig this well and take your food. That's all. Work will go on. Yeah, at the present moment, I require 1 scissor, I can go to the blacksmith and pay him some grain, he'll give me. Now they're producing crop company in Germany. Millions of razor, millions of scissors. Now they will have to find market where to sell. And as soon as goes to sell in India, the British government, no, you cannot sell. Then he becomes angry, all right. He declares war.
So complex.
Yeah. This is it. These British ask, do not allow me to go there, all right, kill them. That was Hitler's policy and Kaiser's policy, to kill British Empire. They did it. They were successful. But they were also killed. This is why. Unnecessary. Why you produce so much razor and scissors? And then find out market, and then there is competition, there is anger, there's enviousness, there's fight. One after another, one after another. Where is peace? Why do you produce so many unnecessary? Why do you produce so many cars and then scarcity of power and fight with the Arabians? Anartha, that word is called anartha. Unnecessary. Anartha upasamam saksad bhakti yogam dakkhaje. As soon as people will be devotee, they will not require unnecessary things. They will be satisfied. Yes. Simply bare necessity of life. That is peaceful country. Unnecessary needs of life, and then there is competition, there is hellish life, the factory, and then the factory man requires wine to forget his hard labor, so on, so on. Then he becomes thieves, he becomes rogues. This is your society. How you can expect peace?
The only solution is Krishna consciousness.
That's it. Only solution.
It also seems like the only government that would work would be the Vedic government. Varnashram Dharma is the only government that would work.
Yes, Krishna consciousness government means Vedic government.
We have histories that for millions of years such governments were working successfully.
Yes.
Now for a few thousand years they squabble this type of government, that type of government.
Yes. No, first of all, the government is cheating. He's giving me paper in the name of money and forcing me to accept it.
That seems to be the root cause of...
Yeah. Government is taking labor from you. You ask, if you pay me $300, then I shall work. All right, I shall give you work. Then what is that $300? I print and pay. And you ask it, you accept $300. What is that $300 for government? Printing press. And you are so rascal? Yes, I've got now $300. This is artificial inflation. Why there is inflation? Now, you have got $300 without any hard labor, and when you go to purchase, I haven't got $300. Yeah. All right, I shall pay this price. The price is increased. Because the seller will see who pays me large price. So you have got unnecessary money. You offer him large price. So I am poor man. I could not purchase. This is going on.
There was once a few plots exposed how some governments were ruined because foreign governments were printing up money just like their money.
Yes.
Shipping it in.
Yes. I have seen it. I have seen it during last war time. One Chinese man was coming to one of my friends, my business friend. So he would give, immediately coming, a bunch of notes, maybe 10,000.
Indian notes?
Yes. And a list of goods. He was his purchasing agent. So that bunch of notes was printed in China, you see? And he brings it and gives to a merchant here, and he gives him real goods and he takes it up. This is inflation.
Could he spend that money?
Huh?
Could he spend that money? Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, he did it.
I print $10,000 worth currency notes. And I give you, and I take you actual goods from you, anywhere.
The government is doing that all the time. They take contracts from people.
Yes, that is going on. Therefore, price is increasing daily. Formerly, British government, in the beginning, to prove their honesty, as soon as you go to the currency for changing, they will offer you, you want coins or paper currency. So if you think that paper currency will be convenient, you can take. Otherwise, if you want coins, they will pay you.
Gold coins.
Yeah, gold, silver, whatever you want. That was the, now this is stopped. You cannot ask now gold coins and silver coins. Whatever government will give you, you have to accept. Very honestly.
In South Africa they have a coin called the Kruger Rand. Now 1 rand is worth 100 cents, 1 rand paper money. But 1 rand, gold, is worth about 78 rand.
Yes, yes.
Constantly going up and down. The price.
Or even more, or even more.
108.
Here's the cash for the time.
Everything is mismanaged. Cheating.
So until the top man is Krishna conscious, this cheating will basically continue.
Who is the top man? Everyone is top man. Instead of one king, now you have got 100 kings. The minister, the secretaries, the undersecretaries, the deputy minister, and so on, so on, so on. So there was only one unfortunate king. Now you have got 36 kings. And you have to maintain them like kings.
They can pay them with their phony money.
And they are seeking this post because they know that without doing anything, money will come. And as soon as you approach some minister, he'll ask you, all right, give me an application. And after 6 months, remind me, he said, no, it is not possible.
Yes, because so many people have to apply for any one post.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Then he'll put his son there.
All rogues and things.
So actually it's not possible to change the...
It's changed if they become Krishna conscious.
But the system itself is defective. How can...
Well, no, the defective will be correct when you become Krishna conscious. That's like in your past life, you have so many defects. Now it is corrected.
Yes. But let's say
that is practical.
Somebody's a minister.
Anybody.
But his occupation is cheating.
That's all right. Let him become Krishna conscious, he'll stop his cheating business.
But he has to stop.
Raja Rishi.
Yeah. He has to stop. It will be stopped as soon as he becomes a devotee.
So then gradually it will become the Varnashram with the one central head. So we don't try to make a revolutionary system, we try to just make...
This is evolution.
Make them Krishna consciousness, automatic revolution.
Peaceful evolution. Other revolution will not stand. Perfect.
Your method is also the perfect method. The books in the colleges and libraries, educated people, and wonderful. Actually, you've set everything up to do this.
Mm-hmm. Everything is spoken by Krishna. I am simply putting them on modern man's understanding. That's it.
Yes.
Because they cannot understand, they think dogmatic. It's not dogmatic. Most scientific.
But they're all dull-brained.
Yes.
Satisfied with a few scraps. Work like dogs. very close to the temple.
Nobody plays golf that early in the morning?
Shudras, they are by artificial force, they are becoming the brain of the society. How it can be helped? The rascals, they are voted to the legislative assembly and they are passing every day a law which is never perfect. This is life.
Stopgap measure.
Huh?
Stopgap measure.
Yes.
They create problem, then they try to solve it.
That's it.
One of our life members in Newcastle, a town between Durban and Johannesburg, the city council, they've decided they want to build a road right where his house is. He just built a new house. Now they want to tear it down so that he has to build another house.
To punish him. Brahmachari, devotee, he's drunkard, he's drug addicted. That's all.